For those fortunate enough to help the person who has always been their hero, find the care guides you need to help at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Energy costs have been declining this year, taking some of the chill out of this winter. People are spending less money at the gas pump and on their home heating bill as well.
Futures prices for natural gas recently fell to their lowest level in almost 4 years, and inventories in the U.S. are swelling, and the U.S. is producing a lot. So the prospect of lower heating bills is something that is cheering a lot of people up.
That's Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar. Coming up, he'll talk about the impact of cheap fuel on consumers and investors.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Gas prices have dropped substantially compared to a year ago, and that's putting money back into consumers' pockets. Wall Street Journal markets reporter Amrith Ramkumar is here with details. So, Amrith, how much has a gallon of gas fallen in the last year?
In about the past 9 months or so from a peak in May, the average price for a regular gallon of gasoline in the U.S. is down about 45 cents. So it fell from about 280 to about 235 recently. And now it's bouncing back up a bit, but that's a pretty significant drop that is saving a lot of people some money.
It really is. And for Americans that use a lot of gas in a month, that can really add up.
Definitely. The Oil Price Information Service, which is owned by IHS Markit, estimates that the average American household consumes about 100 gallons of gasoline a month. And of course, that varies a lot depending on the time of year. But if you use that number, then a 45-cent drop would be about $540 in annual savings. So that is a lot. And then when you add on the cheaper natural gas prices that are saving many people money with their utility bills, it does have a big impact.
Well, that's the other part of the story here, is that natural gas is playing a big role as well. Those prices have come down significantly.
Yes. Futures prices for natural gas recently fell to their lowest level in almost 4 years, and inventories in the U.S. are swelling, and the U.S. is producing a lot. So the prospect of lower heating bills is something that is cheering a lot of people up. The Energy Information Administration really recently projected that this winter, going from October to March, on average, the household primarily heated with natural gas. That applies to about half of the U.S. households. The heating costs would drop about 8% from last winter. So again, a pretty sizable drop.
Yeah, it's been a fairly mild winter in many parts of the country. And then something else at work here is just the production on the U.S. side, the U.S. being on the world stage a major oil producer.
Absolutely. That angle is very interesting because it makes the economic impact of this trend much harder to analyze, because while consumers are getting the benefits of this, the energy companies might not be. Definitely the rise of the U.S., though, as the world's largest oil and gas producer, has made this possible for people in a lot of the country. It's also important to note, though, that people in places like California and even on the East Coast might not see as many of these benefits due to a combination of limited pipeline infrastructure and pricing by energy companies and, of course, state and local gas taxes.
When you consider current global events, the U.S. economy can really use a cushion, and this seems to be providing that.
That's the hope, speaking to some economists. It's really complicated, though, like I was saying before, looking at the impact on energy companies and then the expected dent from the coronavirus. Consumer spending, also the rate of consumer spending, slowed in the fourth quarter. So they are hoping that this gives consumers a bit more of a boost early in 2020, and that can keep U.S. growth stable. But we'll have to see as the fallout from the coronavirus continues to ripple across the globe.
And where falling gas prices giveth to consumers, they taketh away from oil producers and their investors. How are they impacted?
Energy stocks have really struggled in the past several years. In the past year or so, some of the biggest names like Exxon are down about 25% or so, and the S&P 500 is up more than 20% in that span. So investors are really having to grapple with this idea that energy stocks might just be used now as sort of a value play or a dividend play just because the future looks like there will be abundant supply of oil and natural gas moving forward. And that's not even getting into the environmental concerns.
So any sign that oil and gas prices will show a trend of turning around anytime soon?
Oil and natural gas prices have already started rebounding since they bottomed out a bit earlier this year. So this is a very volatile space, so signs that the coronavirus isn't as bad as people feared and isn't denting fuel demand as much as people had initially thought are giving prices a boost. And then for oil especially, signs that OPEC and its allies might cut production even more to try to balance the market could be good. So there are definitely a lot of factors to watch here. We're also seeing some colder weather forecasts, which are good for natural gas demand and then could be good for those prices, but again, bad for consumers potentially who might see higher heating bills. So we'll have to see how this all plays out because there's still a few weeks left in winter for sure.
And then for the big oil companies, how are they struggling here when it comes to finding the right level of production?
I think one of the big challenges is that geopolitical events have affected demand a bit more in the past few years. It's important to put this all in context and remember that this comes after trade tensions had really dented the demand outlook and led to a lot of pessimism in the sector. So I think a lot of them have adjusted to this kind of new era where there is abundant supply, but it is a big challenge when you have something like the coronavirus come out of nowhere and impact things on such a large scale. So we'll have to see again in the coming weeks and months how that plays out. But it is pretty striking to see a company like Chevron, their chief executive, on their most recent earnings call basically say, we're not counting on a recovery in natural gas prices. So a lot of these companies have had to adjust and like shift their assets as needed.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Amrit Ramkumar with us. Amrit, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for The Wall Street Journal.